Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to Mark chapter 3. In verse 16, Mark here is identifying the disciples that would follow Jesus for the next 3.5 years. And he says, Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter. There's a man named Simon. He was a fisherman. God gave him the name Peter. His parents gave him the name Simon. That name means one that hears and obeys. Simon was a guy by his name that heard and obeyed, to whom he gave the name Peter. So Jesus renamed this man Peter, and that name means small stone. This was actually a tremendous compliment for Peter, because Jesus described himself as the rock. We think of him as the rock of ages. People say he is my rock, and indeed he is. And Peter has a part in Jesus, just like you and I have a part in him because we are Christians. Peter has a part in him, and Jesus refers to Peter as small stone. That's your name now, Peter. You're a small stone, a part of this large rock. And then he continues in verse 17, and he says, James, the son of Zebedee, so James's father was named Zebedee, and John, the brother of James. So these two guys, they were brothers, their father was Zebedee, but then it says, to whom he gave the name Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder. What a strange name to give to somebody. He called them sons of thunder. There was a reason why he called them sons of thunder. In Luke 9:54, when Jesus said to his disciples, go ahead of me into Samaria and prepare a place for us. In Samaria, they were not accepted. And so they said to Jesus, James and John, these sons of thunder, they said, Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, just as Elijah did? What kind of a question is that? And Jesus essentially told them, what kind of a question is that? He said, you guys don't know the spirit that you're of. I didn't come to destroy lives. I came to save lives. But these guys, because they weren't accepted, now they wanted to start killing people by the authority of God. And of course, God's authority was not there for them to do that. But this is how they were thinking. He called them the sons of thunder. These were hot-headed guys. These were not guys that were very patient. They were not guys who were particularly nice guys at that time. And so he called them the sons of thunder. They were probably the guys who nowadays they would get into a fight really fast. These were guys who just had this quick temper, and they were not easy to get along with particularly. So he gives them this name, sons of thunder. In the Bible, in the Old Testament, names were given differently than they are today. Nowadays, people have children, and they pick names according to the sound of the name. They'll say things like, I like the name Caroline. It's a pretty name, or Diane. Or some people will say, well, I like the name William. Or, I like the name Stephen. And that's fine. Those are good names. There's nothing wrong with those names. But they go by the sound of the name. Very few people nowadays actually consider, what does that name in truth mean? But it used to be that people would give names for the meaning that they had, not because they liked the name or they liked the sound or what have you. They gave the name because of what it meant. For example, in Genesis 35:18, Rachel, when she was bearing her son, the Word of God says there in verse 18, she called his name Benoni. Benoni means son of my sorrow. Can you imagine being named son of my sorrow? You go on the playground and you meet some new kid, perhaps a new kid in the school or what have you, or you're new somewhere, and somebody says, hey, what's your name? And you say, my name is son of my sorrow. Or maybe there's a difficult kid and the parents have a hard time with the kid and say, hey, what's your name? My name is a difficult kid. I have this mug at home. It makes my father-in-law laugh a lot every time he sees it. It's this little dog wagging his little tail, and he's all happy. And he says, hi, my name is No No Bad Dog. Well, it's kind of like that. They gave those kind of names. Now, can you imagine today? Now, some people would say things like, oh, you're the joy of my heart. And so the kid would go around with the playground. What's your name? Joy of my heart. That's my name. Oh, hi, I'm Son of Sorrow. I'm Difficult Kid. Or my name is Mommy's Headache. That's the way they used to name kids. Now, the question is, what is your name? Really, we use the Old Testament style of name, but we don't use it as our official name. But in truth, we all know people in the same way. How about the kid in class that's really funny? Most classes have one of these kids or two, and they become known as the class clown. In other words, this is the kid who makes everybody laugh. And if you think about that kid, you say, well, he's funny. And in a way, that becomes his name, because that's the way that you know him. He's funny. Some kids are very smart. They're the ones who get the A's. And you say to yourself, he's really smart. But you don't think to yourself, his name is Jesse. You just think to yourself, he's really smart. Or the kid who's maybe a bully. You don't think of the name that people call him. You see him and you think, bully. And this is just like the Old Testament. So what is your name? What is your real name? Maybe your name is Bill or Susie or whatever. It doesn't matter. What is your real name? What is it that people say, well, this is joyful, or this one is angry, this one is very nice, kind, this one is a critic? What is your real name? Everybody has a real name. The name that our parents called us, that's how we sign papers, so that they get to the right person, or so that other people will know who they are from. If somebody uses that word, that's how they get our attention. But what is your real name? Are you kind? Are you the one that people say, that one is kind over there? Or maybe you are helpful. And they say, that one helps me a lot. That one is helpful. Or maybe you are patient. And they get to know you this way. They say, well, that one is kind, and that one is patient, and that one is sweet to me. Sometimes we have negative names, like that one is unkind. That one is a bully. That one makes people afraid. So he's perhaps angry or mean or something like that. What is your name? This name is actually very important, because all of us have this name, and God wants us to have the correct name. Jesus himself had a name. Of course, we call him Jesus. That name means Savior or Deliverer. And that's who he is to us, and that's how God wanted him to be known. But when he was on earth, people had names for him as well. In Matthew 19:16, somebody came up to him and said, good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? That person knew him as teacher. He didn't know him as Jesus. He didn't know him as Savior or Deliverer. But he did know him as teacher. You are the one who teaches. You are the one who explains. You are the one who makes things clear. You are teacher. But what he didn't know is Savior. But he at least knew teacher, and that was a good start. In John 20:28, Thomas, who really didn't trust Jesus all that much. In other words, he liked Jesus, he liked what he taught, he liked what he did. But really, to believe him as God, he had a lot of trouble with that. But then Jesus met him in the upper room, and he allowed Thomas to put his hand into the scars from the nails and into the wound in his side. And when Thomas did that, he called him, my Lord and my God. Thomas changed the name. Before, it was perhaps teacher or healer, something like that. But now it was Lord and God. When Thomas had an experience, where things became very clear to him. He changed the name. Before it was one thing, and then all of a sudden Jesus revealed something to him. And now Thomas knew him as the Lord and God. That's a very different name than teacher or healer. David, his name was well beloved. And indeed he was. He was extremely well beloved from God. The Word of God says that David knew the mercy of God perhaps better than anybody else in history. The result of it is that in the millennial reign, when Jesus returns after the Great Tribulation, David is going to be reigning with Jesus in Jerusalem, and Jesus will be the number one person in charge, but David will be number two, second only to Jesus. Remember Saul in Acts? He was a guy who would kill Christians. Well, his name meant death and demand. He was very religious, but he was not a kind man. He hated Christians, he hated Christ, he hated everything about things that had to do with the gospel. And so he would go about and he would kill these people, and if he couldn't kill them, he would throw them in jail. And that was reflected in his name, death and demand. But God changed his name. You see, Saul thought he was extremely important. But when God changed his name, he changed his name to Paul, which meant small and little. And that's very important. Because a person in Habakkuk 2:4 who is small and little in their own eyes is a person who has no trouble living by faith. Satan has a name. That name means adversary, enemy, accuser. And that's exactly who he is. He is our adversary. He is our enemy. He is an accuser. That's why you never receive accusations against people. Because that is Satan's name. John, who was the son of thunder, took on another character. And then he called himself, I was the apostle that Jesus loved. So he was beloved. The name itself means the grace and mercy of God. Abraham, the father of the Jewish people, and really the father of the Christian too. That word means father of a great multitude, and indeed he was. Moses, another great man. He's the one who delivered Israel out of slavery in Egypt. And that name means taken out. What is your name? What is your name? When people talk to you, what is it that they call you in their mind? How do they know you? Do they know you as patient and kind? In John 13:35, the Bible tells us, by this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. By this, men will know you're my disciples. You love one another. That's it right there. The first two characteristics of love are patience and kindness. They will call you the disciples of God. That will become your name. The disciple of God. If you have love toward other believers. If you have love toward the lost. People who don't know God. And that kind of love draws them. Now, I don't mean a sappy kind of love. I don't mean this, oh, you're so sweet kind of love. I'm talking about genuine love. I'm talking about not emotions. I'm not talking about loving those people only who love you. Quite the opposite. Those people for whom patience is needed, those are the ones who are difficult. The people who need kindness, those are not the people who deserve kindness. Those are the people who do not deserve kindness. And yet you are patient with difficult people and kind to people who are perhaps mean or somehow wrong toward you or God or other people in some way. And yet you show them kindness. People will see that. God sees that. And he says, disciple. Disciple is a tremendous compliment. The word literally means a learner of God. In Revelation 2 and verse 17, when you get to heaven, you will receive a white stone. And on that white stone, there will be a new name. And nobody knows that name except the person who receives it. White stone in the Bible means the purity of a Christian life. It'll be a new character that God gives us when we get to heaven, and our new name will reflect our new character. But you know, the same is true here. The way that people think of us often reflects our character. Now, if you're honest, what name would God give you? What does He know about you? Perhaps there are certain things that you know about yourself that other people don't know. What does God know about you? What is His name for you now? Is His name kind? Is your name kind? Is your name patient or gentle? Is your name faithful? Is your name trustworthy? Is your name soul winner? What is your name before God? I am afraid that some people would say, well, my name is proud. My name is difficult. My name is inconsiderate. My name is insecure. But God doesn't actually know you that way. But He does know your need. So He doesn't look at you and say, oh, proud and inconsiderate. He looks at you and says, in need of growth. In need of love, in need of patience. And then He gives you that patience so that you can become the character of that name. What is your name? I'm not asking His name Robert or Kelly. I want to know, what is your real name? God knows your name. And in heaven, God will know your name. And people know your name. But what is your real name? What God knows about you. What God knows about you. That's who you are. You're not something negative. God says, don't think negatively of yourself. Don't think positively of yourself. Really, just don't spend too much time thinking about yourself. Be responsible, but leave it at that. And then focus on the things that develop a proper name. Okay, that's it for today.